Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Step right in and have your ass a seat. In this episode, I go over some New Year's resolutions. I talk about how stupid I used to think they are, and how do I think about them now? What do I think about them now? Then I talk about life being a journey, not a destination, and my opinion on the Joe Rogan Michelle Wolf interview. So you're going to like this, I guarantee it. Stay tuned. Go to my blog, tstutch.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taylor Space Stutch. And email me at tayradio1@gmail.com. Thank you. Enjoy the mofo show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today, let's go ahead and get started. And first off, it is Monday. We are about to hit the new year. What are your goals for the new year? Let's talk a little bit about that, man. So historically, I have not been a goal maker for the new year. I am, I'm just not. I don't like to do the typical, here's my New Year's resolutions, blah, blah, blah. You know, there have been a handful of times, like maybe twice in my whole entire 28 years of living, where I actually wrote down resolutions or goals for the new year. You know, for me, part of it, I don't know. Is it because I don't know what I want to do? Is it because I haven't known? Nah, I just felt like everyone was doing it and I didn't want to be like everybody else. And I thought it was kind of lame. I don't necessarily have like that strong opinion about it anymore, but I also still have not been doing resolutions. In fact, the most recent resolution I remember was when I was 21 years old in China. I still remember it to this day, and this might not be the last one, but I think it was. I was sitting in my dorm room over there, and it was obviously in winter, right before January or right after January, maybe even. And all my American friends were gone. I was the only American there that I knew of. Most of my Chinese friends, I think, had left for holiday. So I was kind of just chilling by myself. And I was like, what do I want to do? I was like, I know one thing I want to fucking do. I want to get better at Chinese. And I made that one of my goals. I ended up really jumping on that goal and have made huge strides since then. And in that year, I made a huge stride. Now, what are my goals for this year? Let's talk a little bit. So resolution-wise, I would say for this podcast, I would like to grow the number of listeners. I have an idea in my head, but I don't want to tell you guys. I want to grow the number of total downloads. I want to grow the number of, I have some specific numbers in mind for my podcast, for my blog. I want, which you can head over to tstutch.com. I'd like to have some more traffic going to the blog in terms of views and visits and things like that. So that would be cool. That would be nice, neato. Same with the YouTube channel. You can head over there, Taylor Stutch. I'd like to get some new subscribers. So, like, I've got some views on my channel. Like, my channel has 1,000 views. And it's like, I'm, you know, some videos are doing okay. And when I say okay, like, you know, it's still pretty weak. But, you know, I'm not getting any subs, dude. So get over there and sub to my YouTube channel. Don't be a puss. And I guess so. I have some of those. I'd also like to, for anybody who is trying to learn English, who has friends, maybe they're Spanish speakers, maybe they're native Spanish speakers, Chinese speakers, Indians, whoever. I have a English language podcast. It's a ESL focused podcast, and you can find that at Taylor Teaches English here on Anchor. But I'd like to grow that as well. Mostly, I would like to grow the following and audience that I have in these social media areas. I also have a goal of saving a certain amount of money. I'd like to save a certain amount of money, invest in a certain amount of Bitcoin. So the reason I kind of changed that a little bit recently, you know, at first I did not plan on making any resolutions or goals, you could say. But then, I don't know, I was reading something by Ed Lattimore. And, you know, I love his account on Twitter. It's a great account. And he talked about having goals, you know, setting goals. And I have, like I said, not been a big goal setter. But when I said, how about this, Taylor? I'll put some light goals on myself, like light goals, nothing too crazy, nothing too heavy at all. And I said, let's go ahead and do that. Let's put some nice light goals on myself and we'll see how this goes. And we'll see if it helps me focus in on what I want to do. See, for me, the purpose of the goal is not necessarily to reach the goal, but it's to create. It's to manifest. It's to manifest the process which I would like to have. So it's one of those things where if I say, oh, I would like to make an ESL course, like that's my goal for this year. Well, hey, I might, if I don't get to finishing an ESL course, then it's no big deal as long as I've started making one. You see, so it's really about the process. Same with this podcast or with my blogging or whatever, is by making the goal, it's just to encourage me to continue the process, to refine the process, to change the process, to grow the process. And while we're talking about processes in the new year, one thing that I guess kind of I have had a somewhat of a realization recently is the idea that life is the process, right? We continually hear things about, like Gary Vee is a huge proponent of process, love the process, love the process. It's about the journey. And I think we've all had flashes of that. I think everybody, no matter what, has had flashes of, oh, it really is about the journey. It really is about the process. However, we are generally so goal-oriented. Generally speaking, I think we're so goal-oriented and goal-focused at the end point. I want to have this much money. I want to have this type of family. I want to have this type of partner. I want to have this type of experience. We are so obsessed with reaching the end state of what we think we want that I honestly do think most of the time we forget totally about the fact that this is about the journey and it isn't about the ending. And for me, this has come in, I've been thinking about this more often because simply because of the fact that it's hit me recently how fast my 20s have gone by. So I've said so before, I realize I'm a young dude. But for me, what doesn't freak me out is my age. My age, I still feel young as shit. That's not the thing. The thing is how fast this fucking train is moving. And not only how fast is it going now, but if it continues to pick up speed, how is this going to continue to affect me? You know, like how fast will my life go? And it just... I look at my grandparents, I look at my father, I look at, you know, young, I look at people that I've known for years that have kids that are growing up, and I think, whoa, this thing really does go by fast. It really does. And here's the other thing. It's about traveling. For me, I have known for a while that traveling is not about your destination, but it's about the whole fucking journey. And I don't mean like the journey as in like sitting on the plane, but you should make that part of your journey as well. But it's really about the whole experience while you're there. For me, I've learned this because I have done both. When I was younger, it was always about going to the place, right? That was the destination. It was like, oh, I want to go to the place and see the thing. But I remember as a young kid, I was usually going to these places for Taekwondo tournaments. But I remember at that young age, I would go and see these cool things and I was totally underwhelmed because for me, I had this idea built up in my head that when you go to a place like this, it's like magical, but really it's not. What's magical is your perception of that place, and then usually it's the whole journey and thing around it as well. Nowadays, it's very, very easy to go to a special place. And so getting there is the easy part. And you get there and you look and you go, oh, there's the fucking, those are the rocks. There's Stonehenge. So cool. There's Stonehenge. Oh, there's some, the Spanish Steps in Italy. Like, oh, that's fucking cool. Oh, there's a really cool, there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's like, okay, it's so funny. I saw that as a kid. And I wish I remembered it. But it really is about the journey. As an adult, I have had a couple of major experiences traveling that made me realize this. And so one was the China experience. Once when I lived there and came back to America, it was huge, totally eye-opening when I realized that I had this fantastic time in China and I didn't even explore much of China. Like I went to, you know, I went to Shanghai, I went to Beijing, I went to Hong Kong. I went and saw some cool things in those places, but I didn't go see the Great Wall in detail. I saw it from a distance. What's more is I didn't go and see the pandas. I didn't go and see this famous place next to where I was at called Jiuzhaigou. There's a lot of places I didn't go to, but I had a phenomenal experience. Phenomenal. And it was because I had a whole journey there. That's what it was about. Now, fast forward, when I went to Taiwan the first time with an ex-girlfriend of mine, that was when I was reminded of how shitty it is to travel with a destination in mind. Because, you know, by that time, I was 23 years old, maybe 23 or 24. I had just had this awesome experience in China. I went on an awesome expedition through Southeast Asia a year after that. And for about a month, not a month, it was like 20 days, it's about 20 days. And then I went with my ex-girlfriend to Taiwan that first time, it was like going back to the days where travel is about the destination. So we get to Taiwan and it's about, okay, I go when I see this place and I take a picture. I go to this place and I take a picture. I go to this place and I take a picture. And it's extremely unfulfilling. Extremely. Especially because we kept trying to go to beaches. And every time we got to water, it was like it wasn't swimmable because of like the locations that we were at. And so it's like, oh, wow. When you're really obsessed with the destination going to each place itself, it's not as nearly as fun. Let me pause and I'll be right back after the spawn. So, to fast forward a little bit, I've talked about how I had a bit of a realization about my aging and everything. And it's made me realize now. So I'm a 28-year-old guy. I'm doing fine financially. I'm meeting lots of goals that I needed to make. You know, I just paid off my car on Friday. Congratulations to me. So I'm doing, you know, there are things that I'm accomplishing and there are things that I have not accomplished that I wish I did. And I am trying to figure out, sometimes I am very, very, very confused about the direction that I'd like to go. Or I'm sometimes depressed about where I am because I thought I would be more successful than I am. That's a big theme in my life right now. It's about, I keep comparing myself to others and to my, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's my own expectations or society's expectations, but I continually think that I need to achieve more. In those thought processes, I have also thought about reaching goals, about how fast your time goes. So for example, like I remember being 15 and being like, oh, life is going to be like this when I'm 18, 19, 20. And then when you are in your early 20s and your late teens, it's so funny when it's like, oh shit, I'm the age now that everyone talked about this kind of behavior. And then I remember being like 25, which was only a few years ago. And it's like, oh, okay. So this is like, I'm going through this behavior, like, or I'm going through this time that everyone's talking about. Oh, you know, there's stereotypes of the way people behave at different times in their life. And it's funny, sometimes for me, I've been in those periods of my life and I've thought back and like, oh, this is the time, right? Like, this is the time where people are kind of acting stupid and crazy. This is the time where people are, you know, like getting around. This is the time where people are poor and trying to build up their careers. And so what's funny, though, is how you keep thinking about your age as destinations, right? Or like you think about, oh, I'm going to find somebody and get married to this person. And you keep thinking about it as a destination, which is funny because the minute you get there, you've passed it. You know, the minute you make a company that is like, say, cash flow positive, or you start making money, the minute you get there, you've passed it. Now you're on, you've, you know, this quarter you did well, but now what about next quarter? What about next year? What about, you know, the next 5 years? And so it's like every time you hit a milestone that you were looking forward to hitting, you've passed it. As soon as you get there, you've passed it. And that is something that has been weighing really heavily on my mind lately. And especially as I'm about to go travel abroad, go in Taiwan for, you know, 6 months or so. And I just think about how fast time goes and how each milestone that you think is significant is gone the minute you get there. You know, you do well. And I have also learned this through competition, right? I have won numerous Taekwondo competitions, national, local, statewide, and I've done well internationally. And every time you do a competition, then it's over, right? Say you win, you do first place, you win. Okay, but now it's done. So what's next? And so that's the problem with being too focused on destinations, too focused on goals, because every time you reach a goal or a destination, it's already gone. It's already over. So you have to have a system in place for yourself to live without being so dependent on just achieving goals and milestones, because you can count milestones all the way to your fucking deathbed. Another realization I had recently is that life fundamentally has to be focused on the journey, because that is the only thing we have. And the way I like to describe it is this, is that no matter what milestones we create, if you focus on your destination, the only destination that is guaranteed for every single one of us is death. And so it's like, oh, wait a minute, that is the destination. So I don't want to be focused on the destination. I want to be focused on the journey to the destination, right? So I'm going to die. Let's say I die at 75, or I die. I mean, I personally, I think 90 would be cool. A healthy 90 would be cool. I'd like to live to 100. So let's just say I'm going to live to 100. I'm going to keep pushing this up. So I'm going to live to 100, a healthy 100. Now, my goal is not to get to that, is not to get to 100 as fast as possible. My goal is to have the most fulfilling journey on my way to 100 as I can have. Now, can I apply that macro to the micro? So now, can I apply that and say, okay, I want to reach this many followers. So how can I now say that is a goal, a destination, but what process can I do to actually enjoy this journey to 100 followers? Because I don't even have 100 followers on Twitter. What's the best way for me to enjoy the journey to 100 followers on TikTok? What's the best way for me to enjoy the journey on the way to, 200 monthly views at my blog? I think that would be a fun, cool way to approach reaching our destinations. And I also do understand that there is fundamental needs that you have to have, right? You need to have some shelter, food, water, basic general hygiene, stuff like that. But if you've got all that taken care of, I would love to see if you could enjoy the journey. So I'm going to go ahead and pivot away from this a little bit and talk about a I am listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, with Michelle Wolf. And I'll tell you what, I am really enjoying it. So all of my understanding about Michelle Wolf had come from her, what I heard from, you know, conservative news. And I don't mean like, yeah, and I mean like, you know, conservative news. So probably like a Ben Shapiro type. I had never really listened to her, but I did, you know, see clips of her, you know, with a, talking about the president and abortion and stuff like that. So I thought, oh, typical left-wing liberal, you know, I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, you know, people love to dismiss Trump supporters as just being stupid. Now, what so I'm listening to this podcast now. It's not completely over. But here are some of my thoughts about it. Is one, she's actually pretty funny in the interview. She's not like an abrasive feminist comic bitch. Now, she also is not in the SJW camp. So she's in the Democrat camp. You know what she reminds me of? Hearing her talk reminds me of, it reminds me of somebody who was a Democrat or liberal 15 years ago, right? Like, okay, they believe in abortion. They're not going to support any Republican. You know, they probably have different, you know, views than I do. But fundamentally, we're in the same reality, right? We're still in the playing the same game. So the SJW stuff, she's not on board with. Like, she's not on board with cancel culture. She's not on board with the not being able to say biological facts about men and women. She has a clip on the Joe Rogan Experience where she even talks about how it should not be controversial to say men are stronger than women, and it should not be controversial, as Rogan said, to say that women can give birth and men cannot. So she is in the same, like I said, this is like a Democrat from 15 years ago. This is what they would have believed. It's like, hey, we have the same basic understanding of reality, but we have disagreements on certain things, like on immigration or this, that, and the other. But now we've gone so far off the deep end that if you believe in the SJW, if you are a woke person, SJW type, then you are living in a fundamentally different reality than what is actually, like, you're not living in reality. You're totally living in a simulation. And I don't mean the simulation in a metaphorical sense. I mean, in a physical sense, you're living in a fake world that is being upheld by a bunch of other yes men around you. So anyway, it's fascinating to listen to her take on this. She's funny in the interview. I like hearing some of her perspective. The interview has changed my attitude towards her comedically. I would be very interested in watching her stand up. To be honest, though, the only reason I listened to this was because I heard a good review about it from, Roaming Millennial. Roaming Millennial is a conservative YouTuber, and she, you know, she's not a radical conservative. She's just conservative, just traditional. And she's, besides being cute, she's interesting to listen to. She's got some good insight. And so she was talking about this interview with Michelle Wolf, and I definitely thought it would be worth checking it out. So that's all I got to say for today. If you want to listen to my podcast on YouTube, go to Taylor Space Stutch and subscribe, like and subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast, get your friends involved, go to my blog at tstutch.com, email me tayradio1@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.